Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Real Estate Coaching Radio, and we are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. Julie, welcome to today's show.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Of course, guys, this is your source for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action, help you make money in this new real estate market. As we'll say continuously until all of you guys 100% believe it, we are at the very beginning stages of another real estate boom that will last at least another 7 to 10 years. So learn what it takes to make the most of this market, to get into action, help folks, and make yourself rich. So, Julie, you have been on coaching calls all day. So have I. We've been having a lot of great conversations with folks as a result of yesterday's radio show about for sale by owners. So share with the listeners maybe one of the for sale by owner type coaching calls you had today.
Sure. You know, I'm always talking to people about not just the initial contact, right? So we do a lot of coaching about, you know, why you want to love for sale by owners. We talked about that a lot yesterday. But once they embrace that and they start making contact and using the script and having great conversations, then the next part of this is to make sure that they absolutely relentlessly follow up until that for sale by owner either lists with them or someone else or tells them to jump in a lake because they've had a sign in their yard crying for help. Something is going on with them. And I think a lot of agents, if they don't get the listing in the first place, they just give up too fast. They don't realize that this is somebody's house we're talking about. There may be other factors at play they've got to think about. Maybe they want to take a break for a while. Maybe other agents are talking to them. Be the one who follows up because our agents who actually take the listing always say the same thing, that unrepresented seller said to them, you know, when I put my sign in the yard, I got 9 billion calls, but you're the only one who bothered to follow up. So be the one who follows up.
Yeah, exactly right. So on today's call, we're going to tell you guys, today's radio show, we're going to tell you guys where to go to find great for sale by owner leads. There are systems, there are providers out there that will sell you basically the leads. And the nice thing about these services is, by the way, we have no business or financial, you know, arrangement with any of these companies. These are just companies that are long-time coaching students have used to seek out for sale by owner and expired leads. The nice thing about these companies is they'll actually have gone into the MLS. They'll oftentimes, you know, find all the information on the property, find information if the, you know, seller's in default, all that good stuff. They'll sell you as a turnkey sort of done-for-you type widget. So what I want you guys to do is write down the names of these companies that we're going to refer you to, check them out, subscribe to their services, start getting the FSBOs and the expired leads, and also what we want you to do is consider making it so every single day. Now, if you're a current coaching student, this is not a consider, this is a must-do, but every single day, set aside some time to do some pre-active lead generation, and that is, of course, including for sale by owners and expired calls. Now, I want to caution you, and this is, you know, this is something you need to take into consideration. If you're calling a for sale by owner or an expired or really anybody, and you're using the exact same script that 10 realtors did before you and 10 realtors will after you, your effectiveness at setting an appointment is going to go to less than zero because it's going to be transparent to that seller that, you know, you're kind of coming from a place where maybe you're not as genuine as you'd like to be perceived. So we strongly suggest that you not use the scripts that everybody else is using, not say the scripts like everybody else is saying them, and really set aside some of the 1970s cold calling training that some of you guys are so attached to. So, Julie, I had a funny actually, this reminds me of a funny coaching call I had this morning with a new coaching student in Washington State. And she told me that back in the late 90s, you'll remember this, she went to a Sweat Hogs event.
Oh, yeah. Good old Sweat Hogs.
Yeah, the old Sweat Hogs, Floyd Wickman's Sweat Hogs. And, you know, the funny thing was that she reminded me, and I didn't know this, that the Sweat Hogs were based on, like, characters from the Welcome Back, Carter, 1970s sitcom or something.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't remember any of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, how many of you are quite literally, using sweat hog scripts from
good
the
grief.
70s, and you're wondering why your effectiveness at setting appointments is on the decline. The reality of it is that sellers today are not going to be patient enough to have a long, drawn-out conversation with you. If you can't set the appointment within a minute or less or 2 minutes or less on the outside, you're not going to. So we've been studying this for a long period of time, and we actually are in the midst of rewriting all of our for sale by owner and expired scripts, rewriting basically all of our scripts and existing coaching students. Those are going to start appearing on the Real Estate Coaching Essentials Program website starting this week. So the fact is that we've rewritten all of our scripts with the fact in mind that people do not have the same level of patience that they did 30 years ago when most of the prospecting scripts were written. So if you're not able to quickly and efficiently set an appointment, get the seller's motivation, you're not going to. Why? Because you're calling them on their cell phones. They're used to having quick abbreviated conversations. They're, you know, used to basically using like, you know, LOL and all the rest of it to communicate, and here you are calling them up using some boiler room 1970s script from the Carter administration, or worse, the Nixon administration, right? That's mm-hmm. how old they are. So consider upgrading and updating your approach in your scripts and your techniques, and don't allow yourself to accept really crappy levels of success with setting appointments, and don't just write it off as there's something wrong with you, because there probably isn't. There's probably something wrong with what you're saying or how you're saying it. You know, Julie, oftentimes the difference between someone who's successful at setting for sale by owner appointments and someone who isn't is what they say, but also how they say it and how well they listen. Help our listeners to understand those two points.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, of course, what you say and your comfort level with how you're saying it, right? So do you come across as genuine and sincere, and are you being fascinated by their situation? Or are you just kind of sort of, you know, maybe listening halfway, or worse, only concentrating on what you're going to say next? Are you really having just a one-sided conversation? Because guess what? They can sense that. And, you know, I always get on agents, you know, sometimes you'll be talking to them and you hear this clicking away in the background, or you hear their cell phone ringing and all these distractions, you know, they'll be talking to their assistant in the background. Are you actually focused on the prospect you're talking to? And Tim, I've heard you use examples on coaching calls. One of the things, regardless of political standings, one of the things that people always commented on Bill Clinton about was when he talked to somebody and shook their hand, he would look them in the eye and concentrate just on them. He's not looking around at who else is in the audience and what else is happening. Oprah has that same quality where she's present with the person sitting on her stage in front of her. She's not doing a million other things. You know, it's funny. You never hear their cell phone ringing in the background when they're talking to somebody else, right? So it is what you say, making sure you're using updated, appropriate scripts for today's market and for today's prospects, but also your comfort level in what you're doing. And this is one of those, like, chicken or the egg conversations where that confidence comes with experience, which agents never like to hear because it means they have to get to work. But it really does matter that you're getting yourself out there. You're not going to know what works especially well for you and your scripts until you've spoken with enough people. And, you know, the great thing is they don't have a copy of the script. They're not going to know what you're trying out on them.
So,
but
Julie,
what you're trying out
challenge
has to be relevant. But go ahead.
Another challenge we have with a lot of these guys is that they will wait to feel like they've perfected it before they'll do it.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
I mean,
I have to memorize the script before I open my mouth.
I have to know all the objection handlers before I feel comfortable picking up the phone. You know, what about this? What about that? What if, you know, pigs fly? What if all of a sudden they say this? Mm-hmm. What if that happens? And what happens is, guys, that is just, you know, and if you're introspective enough, you're going to realize this is true. You are just falling prey a lot of times to being overly analytical, and an analytical's natural state of things is procrastination. Okay, so procrastination, or having this desire to be a perfectionist and this desire to have some certain level of mastery before you actually do the work, all that is a very clever, well-reasoned, maybe even intelligent
excuse
for not doing the work. Would you say?
Right. It's just an excuse. It's a logical excuse. Sure, it makes sense that you'd want to learn your stuff more. Most people will buy that. Your coaches won't. Because
yeah,
we know,
exactly.
And we know, by the way, from experience, that you can earn while you learn. You do not have to, by any means, be particularly astute at any of these scripts, although obviously we want you to always be working on them. The way to work on them is out in the field. You don't have to be perfect to make money as you learn, right? I mean, I remember all kinds of crazy stuff when we were learning, right? I remember my first closing, I didn't know you're supposed to have a termite report. Well, guess what? Light bulb, won't do that again, as our old broker used to say. How much did that mistake cost you, right? But that doesn't mean it didn't close. I was still at the closing table. It still happened. I learned on the road. That's what you guys have to do. So a lot of the scripting really does get down to your willingness to go out and use the scripts. And the more you use it, the more you'll internalize it. And then pretty soon, it's not going to feel at all like a script.
And we're not telling you to memorize the scripts. We're telling you to internalize the scripts.
We are telling you to use them.
We are telling you to use them. So what's the difference between internalizing and memorizing, Julie?
Well, I think internalizing requires that you actually understand what you're saying and why you're saying it. So when I teach the scripts class and the, you know, our coaching essentials and all the stuff that we do, I always say you've got to understand why you are asking the scripted question. So all a script is a logical set of questions to find out motivation, time frame, and close. That's all it is. It's not, you know, some rote, busy work thing that we're making you do. There's actually a theme to it, which gets down to motivation, time frame, and close. So once you understand why you're asking what you're asking, then you start to internalize it because it makes sense to you. Right? So, for example, in our For Sale by Owner script where we're asking the prospect, if I bring you the buyer you've been waiting for who is not contingent on financing, will pay your price and close under your terms, well, gosh, why wouldn't you want to list your home? Well, that's a logical script that has a pattern to it and cuts to the chase on the motivation and time frame. So
once you internalize it,
I think it's actually easier to use scripts if you internalize versus memorize.
And then the next step that we want you to personalize the scripts, which I realize in traditional real estate coaching and whatnot, that's a cardinal sin to personalize the scripts. But, of course, we want you to personalize the scripts. Julie, what does that mean?
Well, so personalizing the scripts could be something as simple as you live in Texas and you throw some y'alls around, right? And you're more friendly. You take a little bit longer. Maybe you take two calls instead of one. If you live in Manhattan, you're going to talk faster and use fewer words in most cases. That's okay. We want you to personalize. Sometimes it means adding your own personal touch, right? So
sometimes
that
it
could
means
be
adding questions.
Yeah, yeah, which is fine
questions.
As long as they're logical. Yeah.
Right. Sometimes you might want to add questions because maybe you're selling more rural land, or maybe you're selling in areas where, you know, all the houses are exactly the same and they're subdivision houses, mm-hmm. and you know all the floor plans because they're all, you know, there's like 10 of them. And
you
know,
spread my mind.
You know, just,
yep.
Right. Does this one have a bump out? Or is that, I mean, you know, that's what Julie
well,
and I told
you're kind
of
personalizing
it
a little bit and localizing
exactly.
it, right? So you say, oh, yeah, you live in that Cheswick model. That's a great model. Gosh, I really love that floor plan.
Did
that's
you have the bump out in the kitchen or whatever, right?
Exactly.
So that's
exactly.
what we're talking about. So don't certainly think that the only way you're going to have success, especially with For Sale by Owners, is that if you memorize some script that feels totally unnatural to you and you're being forced to follow speech patterns that are totally unnatural to you. Because you know what, guys? It is not that difficult to set appointments off For Sale by Owners. Matter of fact, I'll go as far as to say just the very act of calling a For Sale by Owner using our scripts, I would be surprised, even if the newest of new agents that are listening to this radio show, I'd be surprised if using our scripts you're not able to set an appointment, an actual seller listing appointment with a For Sale by Owner with 10 or fewer contacts, as green as you possibly could be. I would be surprised if you're not able to do it.
I'd agree
honestly,
with that. Yeah.
I have brand new coaching clients that, yeah, maybe they'll hem and haw and procrastinate and think of all kinds of excuses for a couple calls in a row as to why they actually didn't do it. You know, and then they'll actually do it, and then they have success from it. The first step is typically setting appointments. Then they realize, okay, I can actually make this happen. And then maybe they're not so successful at taking the listings when they go on the appointments, no problem. A call or two goes by, more specific coaching on how to, you know, take listings. They are obviously watching all the videos in our Real Estate Coaching Essentials program. They're using the pre-listing pack. They're using our proven home selling system. They're following through. And then what happens is they start taking listings. And then it becomes a game, right? Then it becomes
that's
a
when the
function.
Fun begins.
Okay. That is when the fun begins, because then you're like, okay, fine. I know
it's
totally
predictable
make,
then.
It is predictable, and you can get better. That's what we call the art of selling. When you get to that point, then you start realizing it's the tiny little nuances. It's the tiny little style points. You know, Julie's a musician, right? And she used to play. She's played in professional orchestras. She's a flautist, so she's got that background. And she explained to me a long time ago the difference between playing the notes and playing the notes musically. So, Julie, what does that mean?
Well, playing the notes, I mean, you can sit down. Let's just use, everybody can picture a piano, right? So you can sit down a five-year-old and say, play these keys in this order. And, yeah, technically they're playing the song, and maybe you can kind of recognize it. But that's totally different than when a professional musician sits down and plays the same song. What's the difference? It's that personalizing, internalizing, massaging what they're playing, bringing out the beauty in the melody. And that only happens after you've learned the notes. You can't just kind of wing that, right? So you have to get to the point where you're so familiar and comfortable that you can put those little twists and nuances in. That doesn't mean you have to absolutely memorize everything, but it does mean that you have to understand what you're doing and have practiced it a little bit. But the great thing about real estate versus music is, you know, in music you're basically practicing in a practice room and hashing it out. In real estate, you're making money with your practice. You know, you're earning while you're learning, because there is no, unlike music where there's a specific note in a specific piece and it's either a correct note or not, in real estate you have a lot more freedom. You have to basically move the ball forward, get into the mind of the prospect, see how you can help them, and then close, right? So,
that's right.
But there is an element to, you know, the more you do it, the more you can play with it, and that's when it becomes a lot more fun. And that's the leap that a lot of agents have to make.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to give the name of one, two, three, four different places where you guys can get these essentially turnkey, FSBO, and expired leads. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, be ready to take even more notes. Hopefully you guys are getting a lot out of this. I really, really hope, and I mean this with all sincerity, that even the most skeptical of the skeptics listening today, even those of you who are completely and totally in this mindset that I am not a salesperson, this is not for me, I cannot possibly do this, no matter how, you know, introverted you are, no matter how whatever you are, I want you guys to please allow a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of motivation to creep in, albeit for a moment, just a moment, so you'll just gather the courage to contact one or two for sale by owners. Here's what you'll discover. They're nicer than you thought and maybe even told. It's easier than you think, and, you know, it's frankly very easy oftentimes to list for sale by owners. And ultimately, you'll be stunned and amazed that more agents aren't doing it. So much so that you might even be tempted to tell every agent that you know how wonderful for sale by owners are, but I'll caution you against that because, frankly, you don't want the competition. Let's just keep it real here, right? It's not like you need more people pestering your potential listings. It is easier, and actually, once you get good at it, and you just heard from my wife, she's analytical, and you guys have listened to her every day, and those of you who have her as your personal coach, you know you can't tell what personality style she is because she's learned versatility, but she had to go through all these same processes that you did with getting to work and getting busy and getting over the procrastination and getting over the thinking about it and just jumping in. And what happens over time is you just frankly forget that you even resisted it. And then, here's the secret for all of you guys who are analytical, it actually gets easy. Analytical coaching clients, when they get over that initial hurdle of making the effort, doing the work, they're easy because you guys love the repetition. You guys love the
predictability.
Of it.
Right. That's true.
Okay, that's the awesome part. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to share with you the places to go to get these turnkey for sale by owner and expired leads.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you are asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors, you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. where do they learn what they know? And more importantly, how do they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach, a proven, market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes, a coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best, not someone who is simply assigned to you or, even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone-cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
Okay, and we are back. And so here it is, guys. Write these down. Now, here's what these companies do. The first list of companies they'll give you will basically go into your own market, and they go to all the normal sources where a for sale by owner will list their home, and they will then gather all that information, usually combine it with public information so you don't have to go to all these different websites. The idea is that you sit your butt down in front of your desk or put your headset on, stand up, read the scripts, and you do it every day, and these guys have already done all the homework for you. All right, so lead senders. LeadSenders.com, Lead Senders. And next up I have, you know what, Julie, I think this one changed its name, didn't it?
Which?
The Red X. I don't think they're called the Red X anymore, are they?
Let me just double check. I think it does.
I'm looking myself. I'll get it. I think they changed their name. Nope,
they didn't. It's TheRedX.com.
Yeah, TheRedX.com. So weird name. It's
I think you're thinking
Warhawks. THEREDX.com. All right, and I'm looking at my list. Julie, do you have any other good, reliable sources for FSBO and expired leads?
I think between the two of them, they're covered.
There is another one. I don't want to actually give you guys the name of the other one until I check with a couple other students to make sure they're having good results with them. Okay, now some of you who want to take your over-the-phone FSBO hunting to the next level, you then want to engage with two other companies. One is called, and this is a weird name, so be ready, Vulcan 7, as in Spock, I suppose, if you're a Star Trek nerd. V-U-L-C-A-N, then the number 7.com, Vulcan 7. And then the other one is Mojo.com, M-O-J-O.com. And what those guys do is they have a really cool auto dialers. And what the auto dialers do is they take in the information from the physical expired companies, and then they put it into an auto dialer, and they keep track of all your statistics. So I really like that. And that way, again, the goal is that you're going to sit down, and I'm speaking mostly right now to those of you who are existing coaching clients. You guys know how this works, is you're going to sit down. You're going to have the, you know, I keep on saying sit down, but the reality of it is we want you standing up. And then literally start making the phone calls using the scripts that maybe you've personalized a little bit and going through the list one after the other after the other. And that will get you the results faster than you possibly can imagine. You know, guys, the hardest part is actually getting started. The hardest part is getting your mind wrapped around the idea that this could be, and, you know, in many cases, this might be the only thing you ever have to get really good at. But how will you feel knowing that every single day that you choose to, You can set a listing appointment opposed to waiting for someone to feed it to you, waiting for someone to sell it to you. How much more powerful will you feel and more confident will you feel knowing that you can decide, and I have coaching clients that have done this. They'll work their butts off the first and second quarter. They'll take enough listings, and then, frankly, they don't work the rest of the year. I had a guy for a while, a coaching client in Hawaii, before he retired, and that's exactly what he would do. He would prospect the FSBOs and that would pop up every year on his island and his section of the island and his neighborhoods that he focused on. He'd get them listed. The sale prices were high enough. He'd get like 10 or 15 listings, and then he'd put them for sale. He'd work maybe Friday morning just to check in with all the sellers. He'd negotiate the contracts, and that was it. And he based his whole entire year on working for a very short period. I shouldn't be telling you guys this. I'll give you an excuse. But working for a very short period of time, and the rest of the time, he didn't work. He showed dogs. Yes, quite literally, he showed dogs. He went to the beach. He hung out with his friends. You know, if you're blessed with a high average sale price, you could live a life like that. The point is, the key is, the most critical point of all this is, you have to learn to be proactive. Sitting around and waiting for the business to come to you is not a business. It is not any way you can build a duplicatable, a predictable, you know, cash flow-based business. It is insanity to think that you're going to be able to build a long-term business based on buying leads. Now, there are some sources out there, and maybe we'll talk about this on tomorrow's radio show, that as at present seem to be doing a reliable job of providing listing leads for all you guys. And they'll charge you a 25 or 30% referral fee. Well, on the surface, I don't really have a personal problem with that. If you're my coaching student and you were getting a referral from one other agent, the other agent is asking for a 25 or 30% referral fee, and it was essentially a listing that you just had to go out there and take and you didn't have to generate it and all the rest of it, I would say, yeah, that's worth 25 or 30%. And there are a few companies right now that are starting to offer listing referrals for a 25 or 30% referral fee. On the surface, I don't have a problem with that. And like I said, maybe that'll be the topic of tomorrow's radio show. Where the problem creeps in is what happens is, and it happens all the time, is that agents get addicted to just buying their leads, never learn the skills to go out and get them themselves, and then what happens? The referral fee companies start increasing the percent that they're going to take. I remember when Julie and I first got in business, there was a company a lot of you guys will remember called Sendent Relocation. It's been merged and sold and bought, and they're part of the big company and, you know, all the rest of it. And they started out by charging a 20 or 25% referral fee. And then about 5 or 6 years later, they're charging close to a 40% referral fee. So, you know, a 40% referral fee on top of what you're probably already paying your broker or whatever your fixed costs are depending on what your brokerage commission split is, you know what? That makes it so that you would have literally made more money in most markets being a Walmart greeter than you would have showing those buyers around
right.
and paying all that money in just referral fees. Why do it if you know how to go after it yourself? So, Julie, I mean, you've had and I've had – oh, yes, Julie just said something. Go ahead, Julie. LandVoice, talk about it.
LandVoice.com, it's another source. And they're all generally $50-$60 a month. Some of you guys can get your brokers to pay for it. Some of you guys have been paying for these different services and not actually using them. So now that you know how to use them, you have no excuses. But, you know, Tim, I'm just thinking how many times in all over the country just today, agents have been sitting at their desks or driving around their cars thinking to themselves, I wonder where my next deal is going to come from.
Yeah. Well, you know
what,
Julie? I have a lot of folks that tell me that they listen to our radio show while they're going on walks and they're exercising mm-hmm. or they're, you know, listening to us in the background. So for those of you who are listening to us in the background right now and have only been sort of paying attention, here's your message. Get off your butts. Take action on this information. Do something with it. It only takes one success. It only takes one paycheck, and then all of a sudden you're like, hot damn, this really works. I'm going to run with this. And like I said, being really good at FSBOs, that is something that you will have as an excellent source of income for you for the rest of your career because there's always going to be for sale by owners. And guess what? They always say the same thing. They always give you the same objections. And the funny part is they always say them in the same exact orders. You'll get so good at this that when you run across a for sale by owner – that says something different, you're actually going to be surprised because you're going to be so used to hearing them say the exact same thing in the exact same order because they always do. It's almost like, you know, the funny part is, the for sale by owners, and the expireds for that matter, they almost seem to be reading their own script when you call
them.
They
do. It's so predictable.
It is.
But that's
nice.
What makes your life a lot easier, you know.
This is not hard work.
No.
This is not hard work, okay? This is easy work. Hard work is digging a ditch. Hard work is the
exactly.
guy that had to get up this morning at 4 a.m. and drive the school bus. Hard work is, you know, real work. This is easy. You can do this from your home. You can make the calls using our scripts that will work in your market, work in every price range, and you can do this every single day for an hour or three, and you can continuously start setting list appointments. And depending on your marketplace, you can make an absolute fortune. In many cases, you can make money, more money than the highest paid executive or the highest paid physician or whatever else the other high income earners are in your marketplace, and look how easy it was. Just by saying something, just by using scripts that you've personalized, just by knowing what to say when they say this, you say that. It's just a process. Learn it. It is that simple. I'm not oversimplifying it. It is that simple. It maybe is even simpler than I'm making it sound like. So, guys, allow us, give us the opportunity to earn the ability to be your coaches. You know, it is an honor for those of you who have hired us to be your coaches. It is a true pleasure, and I mean that with as much sincerity as I possibly can muster. We love what we do. All of our coaches love and have passion for helping you guys build your businesses. If there's anything we can be doing to help you, consider enrolling as a coaching student, or if you want to take the intermediate step, request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Guys, make this your real estate market. If you missed out on the last boom, if you maybe didn't save enough money and you're carrying around some battle scars from the last crash, get the heck over it. It's a new market. We've got 7 to 10 years of ever-improving real estate markets. There's opportunities all around you. Stop fighting. Stop resisting and start embracing. So if there's anything we can do to you or do for you, please go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. In the meantime, you guys have a fantastic day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.